due to engineering and structural difficulties. Time, please stand by for some puzzling evidence. Black Rock Desert this weekend.
On your next go-round.
Out way beyond that which is normal. Out beyond Reno. Out beyond Nixon. Out beyond Humiva Peak.
When you hear the air raid siren, we will be lighting our flares and we'll ask you all to move back another 50 feet so we can get the...
This is one of the danger rangers asking people to move back from the Burning Man. The Burning Man's been erected. Standing over 40 feet high on the desert floor.
Are you going to burn that at the same time?
Try. With neon arms and legs.
There's a 6-foot one out there, and there are a whole bunch of neon ones out there, and we want to, I want to try to burn them all at the same time.
And the little tiny Burning Man he's talking about. There were little neon Burning Men everywhere through the desert. There was a little 6-foot Burning Man miniature. And there was Water Woman, who stood over 12 feet high. And would shower on you if he so desired after the giant hailstorms that would appear at 2 in the afternoon. These are drummers that were dancing around the Burning Man about 9 that night after a beautiful sunset. Driving out to the Burning Man, you drove through a flat desert for scores of miles until you drove right into the dust of the cars ahead of you. When we first arrived, we drove right into Bishop Joey's volunteer camp at the edge of the madness. What you have at the end of this thing by the time the man is burnt, it's 4,000 or 5,000 people. On a flat playa, maybe 50 miles square, maybe larger. Taking sulfur off in the distance. Somebody apparently tried to walk there, and they found him face down in the desert. He's okay now, but I don't think he'll be trying that again. He probably thought it was the Northern Rave Camp. The Southern Rave Camp had drumming all night into the morning. At dawn, they were still going. The nearest town is the town of Gerlach. About 3 miles beyond that is Empire. All north of Pyramid Lake. That's an incredible place at that hour, that time of year. You can drive in a straight line for an hour, or you can drive for 30 minutes and find yourself stuck in the mud, as some people did. 60 miles from camp, 100,000 miles from anywhere. Walking back all day, their Burning Man was walking, walking and walking. In a place where they didn't want to walk.
Over and over again, I don't remember.
Because before the man burns, the little rocket car had to run around his feet. Little pulse jet rocket on a go-kart frame.
Boy, do we feel dumb doing this.
What was that?
But more people keep coming into the back of the crowd. When you and the front start backing up, we don't want them to get confused. So everyone needs to understand that before we light the man, we're going to have you move back another 50 feet until it's safe. And just so people don't get confused, we want to tell you again and again.
That's another Danger Ranger instructing the happy masses.
Yep.
This is Shining Path here, Shining Path of Least Resistance. I was not able to go to Burning Man, but...
But instead left the country.
Left the country and went
out of that madness.
Went to the Republic of Cuba instead, so we'll be having a Cuba update after the Burning Man update. And we'll be back in a moment.
A million bands played. That was the man in charge of the explosives. The interesting thing is, about 20 minutes after he said that, the explosives did throw fireballs high into the sky, which did land in the eastern part of the crowd. And I don't think burned anybody, but it sure was exciting as we ran over. Because I was thinking of Germany and airbase accidents. It looked pretty gruesome for a second. And then one of the balls went straight up and came down and landed right next to the cannons and lit off the next five cannons. So you can see it was an exciting time for all.
But no, there were no insurance waivers to write off there.
No, it's BLM land, and I think they just abide by the federal rules I can't find the code.
That's
here.
Bureau of Land Management, correct?
Yeah, yes. I know those guys. Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, in fact, they were Bureau of Land Management, a lot of sheriffs out there.
And it was a love fest, I understand, at the end.
Yeah, boy, howdy. It was incredible. Everybody loved everybody.
Even at the speed traps, I understand.
It was happening late at night, actually, the night before. The night of the Burning Man, Shark Bait played, and that was the closest thing to a love fest that I saw. Of course, the seamen and the people haters had some things going on, but it was really the Shark Bait contingent that at one point just knocked me out because the band was up on their little cool stage playing cool music in the middle of the night. Here it's 2 a.m. or something, and most of these people are not in their right minds, if you know what I mean. And all around me are people who are beating on cars and big pieces of corrugated metal and the truck they drove out there in, and maybe their own minds. It was an incredible sight. It was a...
What other signs of commercialism do you see at this
festival? I don't. There wasn't actually commercialism as much as individual entrepreneurship. For like the Camera Obscura was selling its T-shirts, and so that was a nice.
Alex Bennett was there as an individual.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't let him speak on the air. There were a bunch of people, and there were three radio stations that happened over the weekend. And Camera Obscura was next to one of those. And I can tell you, going in there the first night, coming in at sunset, it was quite beautiful. And then vision, walking around at night, trying to get your bearings in this new world, this new city in the desert. Very confusing.
Eight private planes landed.
Now, what you hear in the background here is that rocket car. Here he comes around again. He's going maybe 50, 60 miles an hour in a tight circle and with 4,000 people around him. Here he comes.
He's not the same man who has the wiggly shark car.
No, the shark car was there, though, and it was chasing other cars around the desert. I was up in a... look at that thing. The outduction tube that was glowing orange. It was red, orange, transparently hot. It was amazing, the car. And the best part was when he left, he actually has little breaks, and he'd stop right in front of the part of the crowd and yell at them and get them to separate, and then he'd run off in the desert. And it really was a perfect desert car, because you could just make the speed for as long as you wanted. You weren't going to go anywhere. You just had to make sure somebody knew which direction you went off in. Now there he comes again.
There were two big rainstorms, right? Did you achieve...
There he flames out. He flames out, and then he restarts and while he's rolling. There he goes. And he'd continue the circle. And I don't know whether that's on purpose or not, but he would start to flame out, and then he'd still be going really fast. There he goes again. And the flame would go.
Now, this is fueled with real rocket fuel, correct?
Yeah, yeah. It's an amazing... That thing off into the desert. Boy, he wouldn't let anybody else play with it, though.
Can you blame him?
No. No, it is a pretty cool toy. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Compilation tape from beautiful Osaka.
Osaka. Osaka. Rocket Man, the amazing rocket chair, rocket car, rocket mobile. Well, Bishop Joy was going to give us a telephonic presence from the Black Rock area, but I'm not sure if that's possible. This time we might have to call him, though, for a live connection. Yeah, there was a tower built that you could see everything happening in the immediate area of the city. Gave you some elevation over the flat desert, which was nice.
Three stories or something?
Oh, no, it was only about a story high. You could climb up there and look out over the desert, and there was shark car chasing other cars, scaring all the little other cars, and that was a pretty nice vision. There was also a big, huge fin car from Texas that had just giant, giant fins on each side. It was a panel van, a little sort of fishnet on the front. And there was also a rabbit motorcycle, a giant, furry, fuzzy rabbit motorcycle, but we don't want to go into any rabbit symbology due to unpleasant past situations. That area of the Black Rock Desert is also the site of the largest Indian victory over white men. And that occurred early in the last century, where the usual back and forth pressures took place and wound up with the Paiute Indians luring the silly white fathers of the city out into the field and pretty much just massacring them for being stupid.
1840s. We had the Modoc Rebellion in 1840s. We still our Mexican friends.
Yeah, just a few people living out here, living out there, What am I saying? I'm not here. I'm not here. These guys are just yelling. Have a nice day.
My hometown music.
Yeah, it's.
Cheers, thank you very much. You've been beautiful.
You are cordially invited. Come and bring your less repulsive friend.
Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
Music, it sounds like they're also screeching.
Then what happened? A couple of flares go off there. No, not for a while.
Okay.
There we go.
If you'd like to make a call.
But somebody just did make a call. They have to do it again.
It's so sad.
The human cigar butt. He was there, too.
What sounds like?
What sounds?
This is Dr. Howell. This is Dr. Howell. Dr. Howell.
Seems we've got a...
I'm in the tunnel. Can you hear the announcement in the background?
Yes, I think so.
There's been a big slow-up in train service because, you know, of the monster. They say that the train...
Can you see the monster from where you are?
Can I what from where I am?
Can you touch the monster from where you are?
Here.
Okay, we're firing flares into the tunnel.
Yeah, he's in the tunnel, but they are, you know, they're going to shift the train to the other track.
Oshimura, the monster, is upset to attack the city. Please stop him.
I can't do anything, as you know. I'm simply going to get to the station in my own sweet...
The guards are firing at Oshimura.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I wish I could help. I really do. But I'll probably arrive before Ginger and Jody.
Well, that's the good thing.
All right. Well, keep on doing that hoodoo that you do so well until I get there.
No. A personal comment from a listener.
Yes, nature...
All right, it seems the crowd loves it.
Nature
frustrates... Ryan Rimfire.
Does nothing in the vacuum.
And also this evening we're talking about Cuba. And...
Oh, yes, and I hear that a big box of Cuban sorrows is to be divided between a certain Lies and a certain Howland Owl.
That'll be a little later there. We only have two in circulation tonight.
What? You used them all up?
Well, yep. It's been a long show. We've been here for over 20 minutes.
The inside. That is
20 minutes.
Are you there at the station?
No,
Oh, so this is like what you call a ship to shore, right?
Yeah.
Conference call.
Yep.
Live.
Okay, I've got Lies on the other line here.
Oh, how... Another line.
Yeah, go ahead. You're Lies.
Yes, I'm here in the
tunnel. With the monster.
No, the monster's going...
Okay, we're firing at the monster. You might have to jump the rounds here.
You're obviously privy to information that I don't have. I can only hope it's going well because I'd like the train to come through so I can get to Berkeley. The choo-choo.
Well, that's the way Monster Island is.
Well, you know, this is really ridiculous. They never should let these things... into the country.
There's no other way for the monsters to breed but in the tunnels.
Uh-oh. If the Coast Guard would only stop them at our shores.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have these cool movies to show.
Well, that's true. There's always someone who profits. I only wish it were me who was profiting. Also, in addition to the monster, the janitors are here cleaning up the mess, and they have surrounded me and have made the floor wet. If I take a few steps, I may fall and fracture my coccyx.
I have a question.
Who is that?
Hello?
I'm here in the station.
Oh, you're in the station?
I'm in the
It's amazing, isn't it? And now the crowd seems to be surrounding Hal, and they're demanding the contents of his attaché case.
Uh-oh.
No, it's right here by my left foot.
That might be the one with a bomb in it.
No one could possibly make off with it. I learned this long ago in high school when everyone was trying to steal it. You just keep your foot pushed against it, and then you can feel if someone whisks it away.
Okay, so we're talking about the Burning Man and the incredible hail storm that came through at in midday on Saturday to a point where the descending and departing hail storm could be seen as a mushroom cloud in the receding western distance.
Go all the way over there. I'm going to go all the way over to the station.
And that's how it came to be known as the mushroom cloud, which hopefully you'll see in the slides later. Up and there we go. The phone caller has magically hung up the phone. Nope. We're still trying to figure out exactly how to use the phone.
In it, and they have green eyes, and they're sticking their heads out the window.
Oh, very good.
And then I kind of go, no, I was mistaken. There's no spaceship there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a good thing. There's no spaceship there. But we did see a spaceship. And we did see the autopsy on the spaceship. Everybody saw that.
Was it the 10th anniversary edition?
Of Burning Man or A Trip to Cuba?
Yes, it was. It was the 10th anniversary because I was at the first.
Oh.
You were at the first man?
Yeah, that was up
what
at...
What year was that?
That was 1985. That was up in Baker... That was at Stinson. It was in Marin County.
Yeah, Baker Beach, I think it was called. Yeah.
It hasn't always been in Black Rock?
No.
It moved around, but the first man was impressive. It's any of us who've seen that old English science fiction movie, The Wicker Man.
So, when was the first Black Rock episode of The Burning Man?
I can't answer it because I haven't gone in 10 years.
I think that was 88, but I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was just reading about John Law's inclusion, that he's the guy that put in the neon.
And what bands performed?
Seaman. And who are those guys? It's the Merman.
Haters.
And Purple Haters, yeah. And
said Sharkbait.
Sharkbait, thanks, yeah. And there were some other people, but I was actually doing running around.
I heard, I didn't get to go, but I heard Crash Worship. Yeah. Maybe?
They were, you know, I heard they were there too, and I did not see them, but I was not there all of Friday night, and I was not there. Maybe they played Thursday? I don't know.
And then another band called Takachi or something like that.
You know what they do?
What? And how many encampments were there? You were repeating this. You were saying this earlier, but I missed that part, I think.
There seemed to be about, there were about 3 or 4 major encampments. And then the downtown area was broken up into all kinds of little encampments, too. There were all sorts of influenzas. And we were in, actually, we were out in the middle of nowhere one night. And then the second night, we were in a place, the outer fringes of a place called White Trash Camp, with some of the organizers.
And when does the film come out for it?
It's Weird TV was shooting too. Now,
well, I'm calling people from, as Dr. Helen L. says, the fungi covered
shrouded, bench shrouded and encrusted areas of Fresno.
And luckily we get it on free TV here, so.
Oh, wow.
But it's only Saturday.
I'd love to see a copy then.
At 2 in the morning, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what timers are for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how you can tape this show and not have to listen to it, especially if you have a hi-fi deck.
Oh.
That's how I do it. You plug your amplifier on KPFA into your hi-fi into your VCR using the sound sources, and then just set up the timer in the VCR, and that way 2 hours of show winds up on tape. Or you can do it at slow speed with hi-fi. You get really good quality sound
with audio. Does it matter which speed you play your tape, or does it
if it's hi-fi? No. If it's regular audio, yeah.
Okay, but on video, if you play it on slower speed and faster speed, it's better on one than the other, right?
Yeah, it's better on faster speed. Everything magnetically is better on faster speed because of the nature of the medium. And with those hi-fi tracks, boy, it doesn't matter that much. You lose a little high end. But with the regular sound, because your regular TV VCR sound is not much better than a handheld tape recorder.
And do you know if they've posted any Burning Man images on the internet?
I think so, because I saw what will Burning Man be like, and what is Burning Man questions?
What he's going to be like is that Larry Harvey, it's turned out, sold out.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's made a deal with Harvey's Casino in Reno. And next year it's going to be called Larry Harvey's Burning Man.
Yeah.
And Casino. And you can't.
And Michael, they got him that big chrome suit he wanted.
That's right. And you can't drive on the playa anymore. You have to drive to Gerlach and park there for 5 hours.
And they take you in buses.
Air-conditioned tram out onto the playa. And then every hour, on the hour, the man burns, falls over. They take you to dance around him, and then they take you to the casinos. And
wow.
The man
any rumor of that?
Resurrected again. Right up again. It's just like one of those gas-fired fireplaces. And then every hour, on the hour, they burn the man. That's what it's going to be like for you. Now.
Who's going to be the official greeter at this?
It's going to be Mudland and Camping Land.
If it rains, you can sit in the tram and read.
Hailvent Land and you name it.
Well, didn't they hire Bishop Joey as the official greeter for that?
Well, that First Church of the Last Thing is going to put up a burning St. Stupid Land right next door. They're going to try to compete with them because the First Church of the Last Thing is going in with Disney. Disney's worried.
They stole that parade idea from them, I think.
Well, yeah, Eisner's buying out First Church of the Last Laugh to compete with Burning Man Land.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's going to be the other half.
In Burning Man Land, do you get other diseases, or what happens there?
Well, you get this. There's this parasite in the mud, like people running around smearing mud on themselves naked. Like this parasite burrows into the navel, so that every Labor Day, this parasite will be living in your belly. But it comes to life around Labor Day, and you will have to go back. So it draws you right back, like it's some sort of reproductive cycle thing, and it drives your motor, all your motor responses to get into a car and drive to the playa again, so that it can reproduce. So people, once they get this little bit of clay or mud in their belly button, then they're doomed for life to come back every Labor Day to Black Rock Desert.
I'm glad I stayed inside my tent for that rainstorm then.
That's right.
You would have been in bad trouble. Well, did you have a story for us?
I have a story.
About time.
About time. This story actually happened as on the Saturday. We were sitting there at our little First Church of the Last Left World headquarters out there in the playa with flags flapping and the parachute billowing. And we were sitting there having a drink, watching the storm come in over the mountains and wondering, well, will that lightning dance down around us or not? And it was about 10 miles away, and we were kind of not too worried. And we saw the storm kind of like go down at the west end of the valley, and it's like it's going to go across the bottom of the valley there, west end of the valley, and it's not going to hit us. And everything's going to be fine. It's nice clear sky above us, and there's this dark, deep,
wrong elbow breath,
and it's dancing lightning down there. But no, it's not going to hit us. And then all of a sudden, the wind dies. And then all of a sudden, the flags snap to the east, which means that storm in the west is heading right for us. And just about that time, we look over, and there's this guy on a bicycle, a guy with a bald head wearing a yellow dress, and he's got some, like, clown, strange clown makeup on, and he's bicycling west into the storm. And we didn't think too much about it then, but because we were scrambling to grab all our stuff.
There he goes.
Here comes the wind. And all of a sudden, the wind hit, and it was like about 50, 60 miles an hour, all at once. Smash, and you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see 10 feet in front of you.
Folks, we're flying.
And the flags are flying all over the place, and the parachute tent is flying all over the place, and the things are snapping, and people are grabbing the tent, and when Jenny's grabbing her tent, and Scott's grabbing his tent, and hanging onto it, I can't see anything, and I can't see the... And all of a sudden, sliding out of this murky haze where I can't see 2 feet in front of me is this little lawn chair, and I grab this lawn chair, and I start struggling. I'm struggling into the dust. It's blowing real hard, and I can see the flapping, and it's flapping. Get in the van, the lightning's going to hit. Hang on to the tents because the tents will blow away. No way. I got the launcher, and all of a sudden it starts to die down. It dies down a little bit, and then it kind of passes over and starts to clear up, and the dust settles. And there goes the storm passing over the main body of the camp about a quarter mile away. And just amazing. And then I come walking around, and I'm walking, watching this storm dissipate. And coming from the west is this guy on the bicycle, and he's bicycling right by me, and he looks at me and goes, wow, that was something, but I saved a lawn chair. But he didn't have a lawn chair on him. He just had a bicycle, and I was the guy who saved the lawn chair.
And he gave the lawn chair directions.
How did he know? What?
You there?
Really happened at Burning Man Land 95.
Burning Man Land 95 was really impressive. So where were you during the Burning Man portion of the show?
I was right down front there, right in the circle. I kind of muscled my way into right in the circle, on the edge of the circle with there's five cameramen for every person dancing.
Well, I was one of those. I was one of those dancing cameramen running in circles, taking pictures of questionable integrity.
Oh, yeah. So we kind of yelled out, more choreography, less media.
Yeah. I know. I talked to a number of people who were angry at all of us, who were remembering it for all of you later.
That's right. Yeah. They'll pay big bucks for that footage, that inchage.
Yeah, that inchage when they have to buy up all the old, used up Burning Man stuff to put in Las Vegas, New Harvey's Burning Man Land.
4 years ago, when there was only 300 people, I have footage of this bogus Indian dance. This bogus Indian ritual.
Yep, that's so embarrassing stuff. You know,
you could
make a lot of money.
Blackmailing people for political incorrectness, you mean?
Yeah. Where is Cuba in?
In the Black Rock Desert.
No, it's just south of Miami. In the hurricane zone. Shining Path here, instead of going to the Burning Man Festival, decided to, well, for reasons that is, he would have to camp near his ex-wife, basically, was what it brought to. I decided to go to run the blockade and go to the lovely Republic of Cuba instead.
Oh, and there he goes.
Yeah. We have burning Fidel Castro communists.
No. Burning, we were communists. Enjoying the lovely beach at Varadero and a little bit of scuba diving.
Yeah, what was the jamming situation like out there?
How do you mean?
You mean DXing on radio?
Yeah.
I believe what was being... They always go after Radio Mambi and Radio Alpha 66, the specific exile
the
station.
Good guys.
And the major effort of the jamming goes to preventing Radio Marti
which from being seen on domestic Cuban television.
So it was all a big Cuban thing.
Yeah, I could pick up Voice of American English just fine.
I think he's confusing the burning Cuban with
what about your visit. Meter jamming? Was there any 2-meter jamming?
Oh, I only have one of those short waves that goes down to the what meter band? I go down to 6,000 medium waves. I wouldn't know about 2 meters, sorry.
All right, well, keep it up.
Thank you. Instant answers about this week in Cuba.
Or from last weekend in the Nevada desert.
Mm-hmm. We'll also be reading from Great Beaches of Asia, Giant Molecules, and Dogs for Defense.
Right now you're watching someone trying to swim away from a giant shark.
0 + 2 = 1.
Bishop Joe, are you there?
Yes, Bishop Joe is here.
Yeah, we were just
about
trying to get.
Time.
I wanted to drag it back to the wonderful Burning Man's while we still had you there in the Black Rock Desert from our live feed. The full moon out there on the playa, it must look pretty nice.
That's pretty nice. We're driving naked. We're high on fungi and red wine, and
yeah.
We're shooting our guns out the window.
Oh, it must be close to paradise.
It's very close to paradise.
Now, I heard there was a 17-year-old who wandered off and was found.
A couple of, but they were local kids, so it's like really? Local kids wandering off and getting lost in the desert. It's different than having little city boys or, you know,
it's true.
Little
it's true.
Neighbors stumbling.
There were a number
of small town boys. You know,
there were a number
that.
Of people from the Gerlach Empire area on ATVs out there. When I saw later after the Burning Man, they were racing out where I was, like a ways away, the north part of the playa.
Yeah. One of the things that's really bad out there at this time of year is elbow injuries for the locals. Like, they all come out there on Sunday to watch the naked dancing and stuff like that.
And they trip and they fall down?
They'll stand around in their plaid shirts and their dinner plate-sized belt buckles.
Yuck, look at that one.
Belts with their, like, pressed starched Levi jeans and their cowboy boots and their
don't knock it, don't knock
with
it.
With a beer in one hand and their elbow jab at each other, going, look at that, and they keep hitting their elbows. And they just keep. And there's a lot of elbow injuries out there.
But there's no life other than little bugs and little tiny. Not even no ants or nothing.
It's like a big joke pulled on them by the city folk. It's like a virtual party that's being hologrammed out.
Early Saturday morning, I got in my car and just started going in a straight line for a long time with my hands off the wheel, and I could be reading a book or sleeping and just kept
Bishop
on
Joey,
going.
What was the ice supply like out there for cocktails and
the
stuff?
Ice supply?
No, we're doing a show.
Very steady. I mean, they had the Gerlach girls basketball team delivering ice, and they were like making money hand over fist, so ice was a plentiful.
Yeah, I missed all that. I even missed the camera obscura. Although I was looking right at it, I thought it was one of the radio stations.
Oh, the little temple, the little pyramid.
The wonderful little temple, which I should have known with his little twirling head there.
Absolutely.
What was your favorite theme camp to watch?
My favorite theme camp, gosh, it's hard to say. There were just so many. I think the World Trade Towers. I like the two-story high industrial.
It was a model of the.
It's just a two-story high the scaffolding, industrial scaffolding that goes up two stories, and you climb to the top. And
that was what I was talking about earlier. Where I saw the shark car from. Yeah,
that's right. And you get to look out over this flatness from this heightness and heightness.
Get a little
flatness.
Perspective on it. Yeah, I did see. I was telling the Shining Path of Least Resistance earlier that I saw the shark car chasing other little cars and scaring them out way out in the desert earlier on Friday morning. It was pretty cool.
The couch drag was wonderful.
Drag, of course. That's the kind of stuff I wanted to bring to our listeners.
I came by our camp and a pickup truck pulling a pallet, and on the pallet was a couch with some people sitting there, and you hop on.
And you just go through town on the couch, and I saw them in the middle of the rainstorm. I was transferring at one point, and there was this wonderful couch ride going through the sludge of the middle of town, and the car barely making any kind of progress.
It was wonderful. Oh, but St. Elmo's fire, too.
I missed that.
Right after that big storm goes, the hail storm. First it rains,
right.
And then it hails, and then the storm goes by, and you're watching this giant butt of a mushroom cloud, kind of like butt of a storm, and then you hear this little zzz sound, and we thought it was lightning getting ready to strike us, so we jumped in the van real fast, but then we came out 5 minutes later, and then we found out that it was just St. Elmo's fire.
Wow.
Charged atmosphere, and when you held your hand up in the air, finger tingle, and you can hear it. And the guy said at night, it's strong enough that turns green like Gregory Peck's harpoon in Mogadishu.
In Mogadishu.
Oh, definitely.
Great white whale.
Yeah, because at one point I was walking around and holding my arm up. You could feel that electricity in the air.
It was.
But I thought it was just the band playing, the merman or somebody. I think it was the merman.
No.
As I stood there in the desert heat getting my cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nothing like the burning hand.
One point of information I have here, everyone keeps saying playa, but you mean beach. Don't you merely mean salt flat?
It's an ancient Indian beach, so the place is littered with mud and disappeared, but every full moon you can hear
there are rusting hulks out in the desert, right? You saw abandoned...
No, not in that part of the desert. No. Nobody's that stupid. There must be ones out there, because out in the Indian reservation, I'd see a lot of them.
One personal vignette I'd like to add to all this. While I missed this year's Burning Man, I have been to Pyramid Lake, which is just south of the Salt Flat. And during one afternoon's constitutional walking around, I came upon a giant rusting safe door.
Wow.
Of someone who had obviously taken a safe all the way out to Pyramid Lake and laced it with that lovely bit of a couple sticks of dynamite, perhaps. Was the door. The rest of the safe was nowhere to be found, just this twisted door. And inside the door, it had like concrete. There was like they'd actually used this to reinforce the safe when they constructed it. So I made the point of dragging this that must have weighed about 30, 35, 40 pounds. Dragged it all the way back to camp and took it back home with me, and it stayed on my like back porch for several years until I finally threw it out. Throwing it out is not really the word for getting rid of a safe door.
No, you have to clean Pyramid Lake regularly of stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they drag the lake.
Drag the lake, just like...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I turned around after I got stuck out there. We were able to make it back to dry land because I recognized that we were going to get stuck. But a parallel experience was overtaking people nearby as they continued to drive into the lake and continued to get stuck. And then...
Had to walk out.
First of all, the LSD hit, and they walked back. And their Burning Man was walking miles and miles from their stuck car back to the Burning Man. And reaching the camp when they were high and stumbling into somebody else's tent, convinced it was theirs.
Now, we don't approve of the use of such a
fungi. No, but the danger rangers are ready for any...
Mind you, this is an out-of-state activity, and promoting out-of-state activity is...
They have a commendable...
Some kind of an offense.
...law enforcement agency.
So here we are on Summer Replacement Radio.
Yeah, well, I'm going to subscribe some more. How much is the memberships now?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm no longer a resident of this country. Isn't that right, Puzzling Evidence?
Oh, yeah. Officially, he's not even here.
Can I see your papers, please?
That helped me get through a customs yesterday in the Bahamas, I'll tell you that, by claiming that I am. Actually, I am. The Shining Path of the
Distance. Truly uplifting. There should be a Puzzling Evidence 900 number or something. Definitely. Just charge a high rate per minute.
So he listened to us talk about Black Rock and
Cuba. We have more of Cuba. You have to use the JFK.
With their Cuban cigars and those hats.
Oh, man, they're the best.
I don't know.
These are the best cigars on the radio.
Yeah, you want to smell one? Comes in its cedar-lined tube, little metal tube. Okay, it's right there. It is.
Yeah.
Mmm.
I might just have to try some of that.
Unfortunately, you cannot bring Cuban rum, cigars, or even though it says in the back of your passport you're allowed to bring $100 worth in, they change their mind. But if you read your passport, you're... So I had to wrap the stuff up and claim I'd been in the Bahamas for a week, and I got it through. Lucky me.
How much?
One box of Coronas, four packets of La Partagas, and for you anti-smokers out there, these are cigarettes made with old cigar tobacco. They're really, they're not light tobacco at all. So you're actually smoking a mini cigar.
Wilson will have you executed.
There it goes.
Oh, not on my ship. Thank you. Next caller.
No, wait.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
That'll teach him.
What happened? Bishop Joey, did you do that?
Hey! Yeah.
Okay, you can do it from over there, huh?
I have the power.
Yeah. And remember, the Bishop Joey is out in the Black Rock Desert right now with the remnants of the Black Rock Rangers.
We're
cleaning up.
Yeah, picking up the bottles.
Mopping
the,
up.
They can't. Oh, you do mop down the playa, huh?
Well, we have to bring in some cement tools and stuff like that and trowels and put those cracks back in. You know, that nice, even crack.
The entire ground begins to look like an English muffin.
Surface. It's very difficult to do it, but we're out there, you know.
Well, don't you make negative contacts with the aliens? Hey, were there any aliens out there?
We're not allowed to talk about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any deaths? Any births? Any sales deals closed?
Yeah, we had four people die and four people were born, so it balanced out even.
Yeah.
It's and people in Gerlach said, that's okay. They yeah. went, that's fine. That's
yeah, I heard
even.
The sheriff say they loved that's it. Everybody thought thing. It was the coolest yeah. thing ever. Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the suggestion that a previous caller had about having the puzzling evidence 900 number, there's no truth to the rumor that Radovan Karadzic, the former psychiatrist and leader of the
yeah,
Boston
no.
Sears, is going to have his own 900 number. He's going to need yeah. a new job pretty soon.
Yeah.
Him and Ratko.
He goes on TV now and says stuff like, please, please stop.
Please.
Yeah.
yeah. And they're able to bring out one sort of mock wounded civilian.
We have some green pickled serrano peppers
yeah.
down here. It's all we've got to eat.
Yeah,
in a strange little can.
Las Costeñas.
See, with a little and a storage hip here thing here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing I think we should take up. Lots of stuff to sell next year.
Well, next year also Bishop Joey is going to... there's going to be another wrestling match.
I was going to say, last year, as the people don't know, of course, but we'll find out momentarily, you umpired or refereed a messenger match.
A wrestling match of good versus evil.
And, yeah.
Was this tag team?
There was a tag team match, good versus evil. And it was at the end when there's a big Donnybrook with all the good people and the bad people in there having a Donnybrook.
Is this a private fight or can anyone join in?
And then suddenly it stopped because Albert Camus came in and read us about there is no good, there is no evil. And then good and evil looked at each other and decided to beat the shit out of Albert Camus. So good and evil.
Kill an author.
Ford. And no, it hurt his vision. So when he had that fatal car crash.
Oh, yeah,
much
okay.
later.
Well, that, of course, ties into the French scare in Algeria. With
yeah,
the,
that's
with
the bomb
the and,
test.
You know, in Papa A.T. It's really just to scare the other people. It's also complicated, this international.
Je suis fromage d'off about Le Dupliar frog bomb.
That was a good, interesting Japanese domestic political story concerning the Papeete demonstrations.
Oh, yeah?
The guy in the third coalition party in the Japanese government flew all the way down. He's the finance minister, but he took a day off and flew down to appear in a demonstration. And the French actually made a diplomatic protest and called in the Japanese ambassador to the Quai d'Orsay, where the French Foreign Ministry is. And... When asked about how do you feel about these protests, the French defense minister yesterday said, "No one has a monopoly on the morality." He said it was an M&M word. And what a guy, he should know. Oh, but Jose, did you know that the French word for atomic force, which is what they call their deterrent, they call it force du frappe.
Yes, that's
force
right.
Du frappe.
Frappe.
Yep.
That's the sound that Jerry Lewis makes when you step on him real hard.
I wouldn't go so far as to boycott French wine, but I would buy a bottle, have one glass, and then maybe pour the rest out on something that would look good red.
Pour it out on maybe the French...
White tablecloth.
The white tablecloth. Mm. French restaurant.
Ah, and here we are getting our seats at the...
Bunny Rabbit Motorcycle. Did you see the bunny rabbit motorcycle?
Well, it wasn't a bunny rabbit. It was a gopher with a bunny in its teeth, actually.
Oh.
That's the guy called it
sure confused me.
Now, was at any point, was there an official costume pageant?
Yes, there was. On Friday evening at about 6 or 7 after the merman played at a beautiful... No, before. Beautiful sunset. Very hot at that point, though. Boy, it was pretty warm, pretty toasty. And then the beautiful sunset occurred with the merman playing. And that was pretty wonderful because it was the music of Cliff Richards. Whoa, big time Corsairs attack. And then blow up with Japanese noises, which can't be made on U.S. radio.
Yeah, they're Top Gun.
But we warded off the attack.
Yes.
There were many civilian aircraft attacking. Mm-hmm. We had to bring down each aircraft and convince the pilot to stay with our people. And we've lost Bishop Joey.
No, he's drifting here.
Yes, I think we better cut you loose here so you can be...
We're drifting off.
Good luck.
So we will bid a fondue. We'll see all you pilgrims out there in Burning Man 96.
Right.
But of
96.
Course, the warm up will be April 1st, Monday, at Embarcadero Plaza for the 18th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade. You should get your tickets now. They're
$35. Make your 1996.
They should
plans.
Be like $43.
$43.
Just a little bit more than the
for the parade for the
yeah.
St. Stupid's Day Parade.
Just so you can walk up the street with this guy.
And I'll give you a map to show you where Embarcadero.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know you have to send your $43 in.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This early because it could be really crowded.
Potties, permits, and PR. So.
Yeah. Not to mention guns, drugs, and lawyers.
Drugs and videotape.
Thanks adding your 6 ounces of show stretcher to the giant kettle that we're steaming away here.
That's right. Burning Man, been there. Burn that.
See ya.
See ya.
Wow. There he goes.
I guess we should ask listeners to call in with any more Burning Man stories during tonight's
broadcast.
Sure,
would like to hear from anybody who was there, but most of the people that I know that were there are still there, just like Bishop Joey, who we just talked to. Yep, they're upstairs, cleaning up all the bottles and cans, because there is an amazing amount of stuff left on the playa.
But
and,
there was a daily garbage pickup all the way from Reno, right? The dumpster.
Yeah, a daily honey bucket pickup, too. They had a lot of porta potties, and yeah, pretty good service. Mm. Pretty good, but still people get messy and forget and and aren't responsible for their souls in the desert.
Their toxic spills and leave it the way you'd like to find it. And trouble is, some people want to find it that way. Oh, you have a...
Oh, I see what they mean.
All right, instant answers to Cuba.
No.
I don't know. It's... Children should be taught to love and revere little animals. Just don't... It's when they want a hamster, a guinea pig. Think twice. I know I petted mine too hard.
How many times do you criticize friends for not pulling themselves together?
Yeah. It's a nightmare when they do it. But it's a nightmare when they won't.
What you see may be the warning signs of a mental illness.
Together.
Come on, pull your colors together.
Pull your country together.
Pull your summer visits together.
Case on radio, and I hope you're
no.
Music because it is too dreamy.
Quarter till three
in the morning.
If you have a request,
664-2623.
And request can mean
anything.
Not meaning that I'll play anything, but
show with your own
voice, maybe a tape that you'd like to play, or a record, or if you would
just like to share
what's on other radio stations with this one, you can do so. And all you have to do is dial. The phone stops ringing, snap, you're on the air. And there will be no one here to say hello to you unless you absolutely persist.
Mush mushy.
What are you saying?
Last year, one American in every four families suffered from some form.
But what happens when you mail a letter with the Marilyn Monroe stamp and an old JFK stamp on it?
Well, you're playing with trouble there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Nixon stamp... You're president, you get a stamp. Even Harding got one. I mean,
it's true. But you have to be dead first.
You have to be dead first. And you have to have been president for at least a term. The Gerald Ford stamp isn't out till next month, I understand. Since he's been dead from the neck up for... sorry.
It's true.
It's the night of the living presidents.
Yeah. There was this UFO that came down and it was like a satellite, but then it...
Not another UFO.
No, did you see the autopsy?
Exploded in the desert.
Do you think it was a real UFO?
It split into four pieces and burnt way out in the distance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then what?
And then I wasn't going to go out there and find out what it was. It was just a little too strange to walk out there and look at.
Are you by any chance a cigar smoker?
Cigars?
Yeah.
Only if they have a little pink thing on it to say it's a girl.
Oh, well, this one has La Troya. It's a real Havana. We're going to be smoking these here on the Puss and Gavin show a little bit later.
I'm hoping you're keeping those humidified.
They're in a little. They're in an aluminum tube with the Republic of Cuba tobacco stamp on them, cedar lined.
They came from Cuba just today.
Yesterday. Came from Cuba, smuggled through U.S. Customs at Bahamas.
Do you have the Cuba cigars now?
Yes, we do. We have two of them now. I believe the box. The box is a work of art.
You have them with you.
I am holding it right now.
We'll be right over. Thank you.
So, not my cigar.
I'd appreciate that if you'd smoke one of those right now.
Yeah, we'll have to wait a little while.
As you know, being in America, it's a smokeless environment, no matter where or when or why.
Believe me, especially where we are now.
I understand the city of Palo Alto wants to ban smoking in doorways near public places. They really want to chase you away to, like, roofs or railroad tracks or... in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, like old dope smoking rules.
Yeah.
And then soon these will be the only smoking devices around. Yeah, little wooden replicas of what it was like to smoke once.
Cousin Evidence is holding up a wooden cigar butt keychain, which they sold in Havana along with the Che keychains. I kid you not, we have Che Guevara keychains here.
What's maybe Burning Man smoking?
Burning Man wasn't smoking anything except he actually smoked himself. There was a guy who looked like Gary Gabrofam with a flamethrower who was able to light his legs on fire. And there were explosives packed into the arms and the legs, and so they would go off first and then explode the neon glass, blue and green neon glass inside the arms. Only two colors this year. And then, actually, he looked like he was trying to escape the four wires holding him. I felt very sorry for him at that point. And he shook and shuddered. And his arms were raised by children before the exciting part of that show. By children. If you can imagine, what a cruel sight.
Happy children. At the Burning Man.
At the Burning Man. Yeah, there are lots of little children there. Lots of confused dogs running around. Scared by the fireworks. Confused by the tribes of yelling peepo.
The dogs were really happy with the mud, though.
They were very happy with the mud, most of them.
We're going to be reading for Dogs for Defense later tonight. It's American Dogs in the Second World War, 1941 to 1945. A real book. After all, it's the 50th anniversary of the end of their service.
In 1971, I was on Guam and discovered the War Dog Graveyard.
This is a true story.
That is on that island from all the war dogs and the other islands who secured, help secure the islands from the bad enemy.
Here's an excerpt.
What about the hot dog?
On the island of Guam is a small plot of ground, a scene deeply affecting to all who are fond of dogs. Should you visit the Asan Military Cemetery, walk on to a small adjoining enclosure. Palm trees and flowering plants surround it. There are ranked a score of small white slabs marking the graves of American dogs of war. They bear the letters USMC. These dogs served with the United States Marine Corps, and beneath is a silhouette of a dog's head and the dog's name and platoon. War dogs served with the Marines and Army throughout all the bloody business of island hopping across the Pacific. Guadalcanal, New Guinea, New Britain, Saipan, Guam, Peleliu, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, the Philippines, names that ring with valor, stand on the records of one or another of the platoons. This history singles out certain units only because of the circumstances of their assignment afforded them greater opportunities and more strenuous and stirring service. And it goes on here. It's kind of funny. The big problem with the Canine Corps was other soldiers who always tried to pet or feed the dogs. Not the handlers, but like somebody, hey, look at that. Reminds me of my dog back home. So they had to put out a regulation that no individual will attempt to touch or feed a scout dog, nor will he speak, whistle, lunge at, or in any manner, either by voice or gesture, attempt to attract the dog's attention.
I'm not sure. This is a confusing alien communication we're receiving now. And, of course, all of northern central California is standing up now with us.
The president drops the wreath by the tomb of the unknown Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah.
And it's instant answers to Burning Man, Cuba, Japan, exercising with alcohol, or the great beaches of Asia. Call in.
Learn to see the sickness. Call.
So, let's see, maybe you're just a little bit squeamish about depositing programming. You don't have enough ideas, or maybe you don't have any, like, really good material and stuff that I'd like. But something that almost everybody gets into is winning tickets.
Cuba!
And, let's see, tomorrow...
You can win a ticket to Cuba.
Yeah. Cuban travel tips. Basically, all you have to do if you really want to go to Cuba is this. Just somehow get to Nassau, the Bahamas, before 12 o'clock on a Wednesday or a Friday, or before around 5 on a Sunday. And just ask for the Havana flights. And you go there, and you just pay the money there at the airport. And they do you everything there. They give you a ticket. They get you a hotel voucher. They give you a tourist card like you're going into Mexico. and just put you on the plane.
Did I win the free tickets to Cuba?
Well, we
no, we're not sure. We're drawing before 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Really? You did?
Oh, my
you
God.
You won a holiday in Cambodia. Oh.
Okay, so you come on down to the station, and we'll fix you right up.
I can't.
It should be said, though, that one basically doesn't win actual tickets. What one does win is a place on the will call list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, well, you know what? I'm sorry. I screwed up here.
Where?
I put you on the Space A military mats flight. You'll be going down with any Air Force or Navy folks that are going
to
be on
the
satellite.
Yeah, you have to go to Gitmo, and then you have to work your way under the wire.
You somehow have to swim around the edge of the fence there. We'll give you a good video, though. We'll show you how to get there.
And we're welcomed with open arms, apparently.
After the swimming was done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I pressed the wrong button.
I'd like a ticket to ride,
I don't care.
Okay. Would you like to ride in an old 57 Ford Fairlane or a Bel Air?
Run that message. Yeah, that's one of the nicer things. I was thinking as I fell asleep, it really would be nice to go down and shoot a movie down there with all of those cars and those kinds of streets still there. You could be in, say, Cuba in the 50s.
Well, Cuba would be happy to have the movies there now. They've filmed European stuff, and I think the Canadians have been down there, too. But not this country. Old Bill can normalize relations with Vietnam, but not for the votes of Miami-Dade County.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's a problem that's been around for a long time, that their Cuban hijacking of an island.
Yeah. But you have essentially a West Germany waiting to rush in into Cuba, all of the emigre community, which is... The younger people want a reconciliation. The older people don't forgive him. They won't forgive Fidel. But we can see what could happen in the next few years. Another aspect of Cuba that I really enjoyed, like I said earlier, were the old cars that were still running, along with the old Soviet block cars, which are also still running with literally on wings and prayers. Buses pulled by tractors, horses, people commuting in dump trucks. If it could be made to run, it was some way utilized to pull passengers back and forth through the city of Havana. The favorite is the Camel, which is this large double-humped bus chassis, which is pulled by an 18-wheeler truck. Well, it's the front part of an 18-wheeler truck.
And you are listening to KPFA 94.1 and KPFB in certain parts of Berkeley and KFCF in... the lower and mist-enshrouded valleys of Fresno.
Your host, Puzzling Evidence, and me on Color Commentary, the shining path of least resistance, visiting once again every year from Osaka, Japan. That's right. That's where I live. I go back in October. Any instant information about Japan is available here at KQFA tonight on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
And about Cuba.
And about Cuba.
And about Black Rock.
And about Burning Man. And about how you can exercise with alcohol and become fit as a fiddle.
We'll be doing some of that now.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual moral correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. One person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. and I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Escort to Docstock this year.
And Dr. Hal ripped the bleeding cover from the reclining form of Janer Hypercleats, thus reclaiming his...
I saw that. I was there.
Yeah,
there was a policeman, a lawyer, and a preacher, and a guard.
No golfers?
No
golfers, that's not funny.
No golfers?
Golfers, that's not funny.
She's gone.
No.
There's, oh, she's,
there she is. She's gone.
Hey, how's it?
Because he has to fight the
pipe. Well,
fight.
Boy, it would ache if he succeeded.
Yeah. But you got to fight the pipe. Fight the pipe. Fight the pipe.
Got to fight his pipe.
Fight the pipe.
You be up all night.
Yeah, you don't want to be up all night now, okay? Go seepy.
Like some of us are.
Good night. Good night.
Fight You've got to fight the pipe.
Yep. Fight that pipe.
Because otherwise, you'll be up all night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen what he say.
Now, you know? Maybe it's mean and maybe it's rough. You got to understand, this is serious stuff.
Okay, that's not
that's
funny.
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, we're gonna
just silly
fields of Docstock Central.
Hey, it's hollow.
No, that's not funny.
You know, to them, maybe you're the monster.
That's right, Virgil.
In the midst of life, we are in death.
What?
You want to know where I live so I could
wait 25 minutes and then kill me? Okay, now Janer steps up to the mic.
Wow, he does have
the mic is dysfunctional. He's removing the mic from the stand. He's shoving the mic up the throat wound of
the JFK,
the last victim here at Docstock 607. And he's removing the functioning mic. He's repaired the mic. Yes, the there's a slight throat wound where
so
the soldering gun slipped.
Your own material.
The smell of burning flesh is rather sickening here at Docstock Central. But Janer has got the mic working. He's got it. He's raising it to his lips.
His mojo.
He's bringing it close to his head. The red light is on.
And I just choose to hate.
And Janer speaks.
But this year, that's guaranteed not to happen.
And don't worry. If you would please press the off all with no pills button.
You can
call now.
Hello.
For
you're
your
on
further instructions to get to Docstock.
State short question.
We're
talking about Docstock.
Man. My man.
And the problem.
Come on, we're washing your mind.
Yeah,
doesn't
we're
it feel
telling
great?
You about Docstock, and you haven't sent in your money.
Funny. This show is unbelievably humorous. This show is so funny that even this caller cracks up. Hello, you're up.
But you can't take your friends.
Almost funny, but not quite.
Hey, you know, Janer is really a good friend of mine. It's just brilliant. I don't know how he comes up with these things.
And Doctors for Bob Stock, man, ma'am.
Two.
And then
the sequel.
Ancient Babylonians worshipped their
That's
mysterious god.
The Sumerians, correction.
Particularly, they worshipped the god of a...
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, at least we're not talking about poop dog hats.
And you know what that means.
Docstock.
And make sure you fully bathe your new Docstock commemorative butt tattoo in the church area. Doctors for Bob Central. This caller
has
subject him or herself to indignities not heaped upon an individual since last Docstock.
Okay.
But nobody pays any attention. Nobody pays any attention.
Even now. Yeah. Now being the perfect arbiter.
Yeah. Yeah. People like us like us.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't know.
Now I can. I love this because now I can tell. The last thing BJ Pussycat said was no.
No.
If only Michael Pepe was here to read that.
But she'd still say no.
It's like a show gag, right?
That might
what's
be
the
just
matter with
ground
this
cord.
Studio?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow,
that
that's
was right.
Funny. What kind of weird stuff do you guys do on that show?
Just talk, mate, I think.
Yeah, we just talk, we chew the fat, we shoot the breeze back and forth, you know how it is. We just flap our lips and talk comes out.
Let's get the freak out really freaking now, right?
It's puzzling.
We are the best thing on the radio.
No, I am the best thing on the radio.
No, I am.
Yeah, whatever.
No, he had a terrible time, but he was an obnoxious kid. So sad, so fresh. The shows that are no more.
You turned him down.
Yeah, I just did.
You turned him down?
Okay, now I turned it back up.
I was just asking.
Now I turned him down. Now I turned it back up. Now I turned you down.
Well, see? Come on now.
Now I turned everything down.
Why can't you be nice to those little callers? So sad, so fresh, the calls that are no more. Tears, idle tears, I know not what they mean. Tears from the depths of some divine despair rise from the heart and squirt right out the eyes.
Ow!
I just to speculate. Oh, can you stop knocking things down when I'm doing a broadcast? How maladroit can it get? You bet, dude. Let's babysit them with a robotized program and step into the nuosphere.
You must have awakened him. You shouldn't have. The time of the full moon when cats wander and witches dance. Oh, yes, they do dance. I've seen them.
You really are crazy, aren't you?
Will you stop laughing? That was so terrible.
are you here? Are you there? And how do you know that I'm here?
Well, you are where you are, but also where we are. And we are, of course, here, but also there where you are. Owing to the ubiquity and magic of radio. You know, radio waves travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, and they say, college-trained scientists tell us,
that's
the fastest thing there is.
And listen to the show, and let the police go get the bad guys.
So fast being the highest speed known in our continuum.
No, because you're right. The police are listening to the show, too.
One might as well say radio is instantaneous.
Nope, and so as long as we're on the air, all society and crime come to a stop.
Yes, you're right. Sometimes it's like that. Come on, you think I'm just being silly, but I'm telling you the honest truth. I love it. I love it. I love it. Is it true?
Yes, it is true. All I can say is it'll be the thrill of a lifetime.
Are you wearing headphones?
Maybe.
You should be.
Don't.
Why? But it feels like I'm...
It's better. You'll feel like you're floating in space.
But I am.
You'll hear nothing but our voices as they massage, soothe, and titillate you.
That's puzzling.
Find out.
Well,
hey, you just do that.
You are advised not to try to find the site without having paid the fee or without one of the secret maps like we got.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, then what do I do?
Well, you would die out in the inhospitable desert or get bogged down without these maps.
It wouldn't be fun or anything, and then scary monsters would
be gone. You really should go with puzzling evidence starting on Saturday at noon.
But then you'd have complications in your personal life.
Yeah, that might
ask Willa Dobbs about that next time you see him.
Oh, well, you could still call the hotline number for the Burning Man, and they'll probably still tell you, because you could...
Look, I've got a close-up of how it burns.
Yeah, you can get the map, go out there, and pay the fee at the site.
Wow.
I've
got a little mini Burning Man.
Mini man.
He's almost burned up all the way.
Ba, 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 ba.
There he goes. Okay.
Look at him sizzling and frizzling.
Yummy.
I happen to know a certain cab driver that may be able to give me that telephone number.
That would be good, because that would be your way on the way to the Burning Man Festival. By George, if I were a little younger, I'd go out there myself. It gives my old carpuscles a charge.
What do you need to be younger for? You need to just get in the car and go.
Yeah, you'd think so, but then the cigarette-smoking archons would not be happy. And besides, I've got to start getting money together because I'm being visited by Dr. Yogrenis.
Would you like the little Burning Man number now?
Sure.
Okay.
We can give it away on the air?
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right.
Okay. You shouldn't, but 415.
Uh-huh.
No, wait. It's a city one. Okay, that's Michael. 415.
You can give it away anyway.
.com/userburnman. Yeah, a lot of people have been hitting me up and saying, how come he's on the web? And they say, well, he's a Burning Man.
Burning Man.
He's a Burning Man.
Burning Man.
Burning Man. He's a Burning Man. He's a scary old
Burning Man.
His face is on fire. He's a Burning Man. I think everybody's asleep at Cafe This. He's a Burning Man. I bet they're out and back.
Across
Burning
Man.
Before I leave, what are you
going to
wear?
What am I going to wear? An old pith helmet that was made in 1885. Same year as my house. 1881, rather. And probably white clothing because it's hot in the daytime and probably a little bit chilly at night. So you want to bring Burning Man. men, brand clothing.
Indian sari would be appropriate?
Yeah, in the daytime, definitely. There are people in all kinds of costumes. There are people wearing nothing but mud.
A pink silk, 50 yards of it.
With that'd be nice. Oops.
Clumsy,
yeah.
Yeah,
don't back up there with all that fabric.
Kids
you can't
be
see
walking
where you're going.
There. They'd hurt their little feet.
I wish I could just find it.
Oh, there's Jeff.
Now they'll hurt
you should probably take the sari off. It looks like you're distracting the cameraman. Oops.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like the VU meters are popping now.
Draw Patty. You keep unraveling her sari. Someone's going to be sorry. I'm telling you.
You're in now. You just don't
you're
know
in
it.
Over your head now.
Yeah, oops.
Good.
Now, just think a moment. There's something I have
that.
To say.
Just a moment, please.
KPFA.
Just a moment,
94.1 FM on your radio dial with and? KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno,
in the
California. The time is 4 a.m.
And why are you listening to this show?
And you're comfortable listening to
KPFA? Can you believe it's 4 a.m.?
KPFA?
And you're sinking softly into the ooze here on the show as the gray mud closes up around your knees. See you. And she's fading away. And she won't call until next week, and we'll be here for another 5 hours. Because it's one of the...
Yeah, oh, my God.
5 hour show after 5 hour show.
5 hours.
Okay, I'll see you at the Burning Man.
Yes, sir, everybody. You betcha.
She's not going, but you never know.
Well, she might call you and be a traveler.
Oh, she's at the door already. She doesn't have my number.
See if Smithers will go down and find out who it is. I'm not presentable. Yes, sir.
Oh, you know what?
I'm sorry, sir. The master is not at home. Let me take your card on this silver salver, and I'll take it upstairs for when he returns. Then you will be contacted. Oh, in the usual way, sir. That's right, sir. Good afternoon. Are they gone, Smithers? Yes, sir. They left a little while ago. Well, that's good. I think I'll have a large banana split and a super sundae with Mrs. Renfro's butterscotch caramel sauce. Oh, and warm up my shoes because I'm leaving this evening for a big business meeting. Very good. Whoa! Butterfingers? Yeah. No, really, I was mentioning Dr. Howell's diet destiny, but before I describe for you some of the more wonderful, toothsome, appealing parts of that program, I should remind you I can also make you a millionaire while you are sitting at home doing nothing with Dr. Howell's fabulous financial plan, a course I call Success in Sex and Real Estate, or The Possible Dream. You can become a millionaire, you know, you really can become a millionaire, not with a get-rich-quick scheme, but with a simple, sensible, realistic plan for achieving financial independence and domination over everyone else on Earth. How do you do it? It's simple. You follow Dr. Howell's multi-million-dollar plan, and you can be like me with my gigantic mansion, my fleet of luxury automobiles, and my terrified, quivering servants cowering in the corners of my giant mansion. And you'll swim in my Olympic-sized pool and pool in my Olympic-sized...
Gary
is not permitted to visit. I gave special orders to Smithers not to
Gary
admit
Gary moves
him.
Away now to far away
it's
Sandy
that
Cruz.
Procto the Prospector project. I'll never forgive him for what happened with that.
Oh, yeah, what happened with that beautiful piece of art?
It was never used. It was never accused.
Accused. It was never accused.
Jack Hughes.
We're looking for the news here.
Well, did you hear the story about a giant volcano that eats through the earth? Or about the time the three chipmunks had a hysterectomy? Remember when...
Beggar came up to me once who had a Rolex watch tattooed to his wrist.
We got around to the town far more than the bulls who walked the beats. Like a shaft of sunlight on a baby's behind... We hope you're comfortable and relaxed as you listen to our show with your feet in their old comfy slippers. Just put them up and get comfy. You do all your scratching and stretching because you're going to be there for a while. And maybe there's a fat, purring tabby cat on
make
your
make it impossible for you to walk
purring
down the
up a storm. You don't need to walk down the street or do anything else. Just sit back and listen to KPFA 94.1. Could you keep it down in there? Breaking all the... Washing them? He's breaking them. It sounds like that to me. Oh, my God, what's that glowing green light?
where I was reared in the great city, pent mid cloisters.
And we got... We
and saw naught lovely but the sky and stars. The stars. Home of eerie aliens. The best clue about their place of origin lies in the definitely unearthly behavior of the flying objects themselves. Flying saucers do not actually fly. That is, they are not supported by the air in our atmosphere. Rather, they defy all of our laws impudently. All of our laws of motion, that is. They levitate. They are not disturbed by turbulent air as our airplanes are. And they have often been seen making right-angled turns at high speeds, demonstrating their disassociation with normal inertia and gravity forces. Of course, if they hail from another dimension or an alternate reality, their actions may be governed by an entirely different set of natural laws. The forces that bind us to Earth are not necessarily uniform throughout the universe.
For generations.
Enhanced, substantially improved. Refinements have been carried out and all results are good. Now dance, embrace a happy mood. Rejoice that Florence Henderson substantially improved. Ready to strut and wiggle her butt, has pulled her up out of a rut and lent her a whole new personality. Right is the wing, a crispy gold thing that's fit for a king. The chicken has got a certain personality.
Let's ensure her shrubberies have been shaped to resemble Wisconsin
before she dons her rubbery head that looks like Lyndon Johnson. Enhanced, delightfully improved. Refinements have been implemented like we knew they should. Now dance, please dance, embrace a joyful mood. Shout out that Florence Henderson substantially improved. Rejoice that Florence Henderson substantially,
effectively,
remarkably,
considerably,
definitely, certainly, very much improved.
look to flip out once, you. Then at least you wouldn't have that to worry about anymore. Dig, once you get used to it, insanity can be the most normal thing in the world, you know?
As Connie said, honesty is the best policy. But insanity is a better defense.
But the mind cannot handle two thoughts at once, and to attempt to do so is just confusing. So if you'll keep your eyes closed, dress up in your Sunday finery, and sit down on a park bench covered up with dew and paint at the same time, it'll become totally saturated, and it will certainly help you eliminate the other distracting responses.
My sixth dream was a nightmare! They're after me, I've got to get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And a hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I am too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die. I stole some bricks when I was six, and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better run.
Yeah, that's it. I'd better run real fast. I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud. You better scream.
I'll scream for help. There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is...
I said...
An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
What's that voice?
It's the radio.
She will help you.
I remember what
I
said. This is Conrad. Red Alert.
The church.
Conrad.
Reverend Jones will save me.
This is an alert.
Reverend!
Take cover immediately, Ethel. I repeat, this is not a sin. This is Connell Rad. Take cover immediately.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He will tell you, he will tell you!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life.
They're after me, they're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We've got you now, we've got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our rage and steel tearing through your flesh. We've got you now, the sights will poke your ears. You won't need them anymore if we need souvenirs. You'll save yourself for playing a ball with the king of human brand. Your heart will make our hands too small, they can't be down in time. We'll soon be playing marbles with those eyes you stole in fire. Your lungs will serve as balancers. You'll stand your funeral
fire. Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four, two.
Brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, eat your breakfast, go to work, wake up, brush your teeth.
Young people now, you know, everything's gone crazy now, because this is WREK Atlanta, and we're actually listening to Susie the Floozy's radio show. This
or
is
the youthful hip groovers.
Yeah, the college radio stations, or the Calex of that
I guess
of
you young people today, and believe me, I love what you people are doing today. I just want to be groovadelic, as you say, and the relax and tweaking on frop while the piercing sounds of acid folk music waft through the patchouli-scented atmosphere. I told you earlier on in our program how Samuel Crumbine invented the fly swatter. Yes, indeed. That epoch-making discovery occurred in 1905. But did you know that the zipper was invented by Whitcomb Judson and then patented and improved by Gideon Sundback, a Swedish inventor? Yes, it's true. Without the zipper, we would have trouble keeping zipped. And then, I mean, it's very true. Buttons are not the same. And then, you know, the ice cream cone was invented at the Chicago World's Fair. And,
that's right. Now, while you distract them, I will lead them down the dark path to the bottom of the show well.
Where giant spiders lurk.
And 10-pound cooking spiders, that is.
You know, they're making some movie with Robin Williams and giant spiders right now.
I've already seen the movie. It's stupid.
You have? How can you already seen the movie? It hasn't been released yet.
Well, that's an advanced copy showed up mysteriously at KPFA. I watched it in the super-secret video transfer lounge downstairs.
Returning to the small, isolated community of River Falls after dark, Jack Flynn is trapped in an enormous spider web stretching across the road. His teenage daughter, Carol, sets out with a high school friend, Mike Simpson, to find her missing father. In a series of caves, some miles out of town, the two youngsters discover and barely escape the mandibles of an enormous spider. As a result of their find, the spider is cornered and knocked out, then returned to the high school auditorium to await a scientific inquiry by men from the state university. But the monstrous creature revives unexpectedly during a teenage sock hop.
Whoa.
Or actually, to speak truthfully, during a rehearsal of the school band. It escapes from the building, killing the janitor, who's played by the guy who played the old farmer on Green Acres. During this,
the inventor,
Carol and Mike have gone back to the caves to look for a bracelet valued by Carol. Oh, honey, I left this bracelet in the cave full of giant spiders. Let's go back there and get it. Like, I'm sure. Well, this bracelet was valued by Carol because it was a last present from her dead father, Pop Flynn. And the bracelet was lost there during their previous tussle with the giant spider. The revived spider, meanwhile, terrorizes the citizens of River Falls and even Jimmy Stewart, and is finally driven off by the efforts of Kingman, the high school science teacher, responsible in the first place for bringing it up out of the caves. Yes, the spider returned to its own lair, and it trapped Carol and Mike inside.
It's Carol Landis and Mike Keckhaver.
And a funny thing.
Funny thing.
Whenever I've seen that scene, it always sounds like the spider is talking at that moment. As it crawls back into the cave, it sounds as if it's saying, "My home, my home." So listen at that point and see if indeed it coincides with what I believe, like the spider is actually articulating at that point.
Okay, let's do a close-up on that.
Kingman and Sheriff Cagle, with a posse, dynamite the mouth of the cave to destroy the monster, just as Tom Sawyer and Becky Thatcher were inadvertently sealed into the cave by Judge Thatcher and the well-meaning townspeople of Hannibal, Missouri. Only after they have done this do they learn that Carol and Mike have been entombed in the depths of the mountain with the hideous, horrible giant spider. It becomes a race against time. The sheriff's forces trying at Kingman's direction to tunnel into the cave from outside, while Carol and Mike inside flee the snapping mandibles of the voracious spider.
They need extra roto-noto power to get through that mountain.
After a series of close escapes, the two youngsters are saved by Kingman.
Might as well just say yahoos.
Who throws an electric arc through the body of the beast that seems otherwise invulnerable and thus destroys it just as it descends on its victims from the roof of the cave above.
Boiling pot. Watch the neighbors, don't get caught. Ernest Borgnine knew him well. Sent Bill Shatner straight to hell. What the hay, it served him right. Eyeball sockets wrinkled tight.
Taste the blood on Satan's claw.
Well, there's a big
light shining in the coconut grove, where Satan used to watch the Barney Miller show. Syndicated television puts him in the mood, hoping he forgot it just might get nude. Satan gets an erection, staring at a pagoda.
Well, expect all kinds of things on this show.
You know, Satan was created by religious fundamentalists.
Gunther packs a stiffy. And you notice the label, of course.
Yes.
Well, what's happening now? That's your cue. You're the spirit of the tape recorder past. That's right. We are the spirit of the show future. I guess that's it for that little caller, our last little listener at this hour.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just sitting here yakking to each other. We're
talking about Satan and religious fundamentalists. And
might as well be a seepy now, because a silly little Satan, nice Satan song plays and plays.
And what a slick, smooth, satiny Satan.
Yeah. Boy, I like that. Attaché case. I don't like that eyeball twitch, though.
That's in bad taste.
Yeah. We'll have to write him and ask him if he can drop it from the label.
I don't know why. I'm almost dead on my feet. A human zombie. I'm having difficulty.
I might as well go to the enlisted lounge out in the rear of the aircraft here.
But it's gotten to that point where I can't keep pouring Corfu past my lips. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. In fact, you have to do the giant mountains of white powder.
Oh, no. It's another label of abuse.
Yes,
another level of abuse.
Yes.
Satan.
We are? Why?
Taste the blood on Satan's claw.
Creation fundamentalists.
Yeah.
Creation.
Oh, you're saying that creation fundamentalists are listening. Listing. Oh, they're listing. 40 degrees.
Creation has transpired that I can be.
Watch
the ages have an heir, and I am he.
The Aegis missile defense system is mounted on most...
I am the Earth's most grateful resident. I stand atop time's mighty monument.
Air raids should blow nice and loud.
Well, that's what's happening. I can hear them. We've evacuated Berkeley. Everybody's out of their houses and driving
now,
to Reno, which is a Burning Man.
A jangling, evil noise appears.
Yep.
Awful.
Apparently, what has happened
noise,
is Mr. Law has burnt the man, but he's burning it in Berkeley, inside this building.
That's not true.
Yeah, so everybody has left Berkeley except us. The two of us sitting down here on MLK
and Fresno.
Way.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa. And there's a guy freaking there's a guy freaking out.
Flewy out of Vietnam.
Yeah, Flewy's out of Vietnam. Yeah, yeah. Sis Boom Bop.
Oh, God. Well, you know, there's half an hour left in this exciting show, and we invite you to call in and tell us your impression of a triceratops.
Ah, there she is. She's back now.
Who?
Oh, she just hung up.
Oh, now she's
She wanted to let us know.
She's not back.
She was listening.
When she hangs up, she's not back.
No, actually, she could be down at downtown.
You mean at Cafe Hill?
Oh, baby, she just took the baby. She just took the minx.
The robes of the church.
Oh, she is the minx.
Of the church.
Oh, I see. She took the robes. She is the robes of the church?
Yes, the Triceratops lived 90 million years ago.
Then came the fighters.
Its leavings have been found in Wyoming, Montana, and Colorado. Triceratops was a plant-eating creature that fed on George Bush and low shrubs. Triceratops was well protected by its bony skull and its long, sharp horns. Its skull was very large and made up
smack on the end of fighter's fist.
Of Triceratops' body.
A bunch of brains bursting into their mind.
Above each eye socket, Triceratops had a long, sharp horn
of a space
which reached past the front of the skull.
But silence did not follow.
A shorter
Nothing
horn grew at the tip
the
of the animal's
heat.
Snout.
The heat hurted everything.
And you know what,
I couldn't
folks?
See.
What did you see when you couldn't see?
I, Dr. Howell, have examined
the smell and the heat?
Bottom of a Triceratops skull.
The heat?
The terrible rotten
Not everybody
smell
has, but
burning flesh.
Don't push that button behind you.
Okay,
yeah,
don't push the button.
Felt so sick.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, the robes of the church.
4:30 in the morning, you're just talking to yourself on the air.
I was going to say, I looked at the bottom of a Triceratops skull and...
For Helen and the...
But no one came. They were all incinerated by
I told you, everybody's left Berkeley. They're all out on the... They're on the highway on the way to Reno.
Oh, dear.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of cars stalled and... Help.
Somebody help.
Sure.
Help me, please.
Yeah, the robes of the church. I forgot what I was saying.
You're talking about Stang's clothes for some reason.
I guess Stang's wonderful snappy uniform. You know, it was left over from Benito Mussolini's closet.
They didn't want him to wear it on the Jon Stewart show. They thought it looked too goofy.
Too bad, because he ended up looking totally rinky-dink in my
Boy, howdy.
you know, a T-shirt. I mean, so what if it has Bob on it?
Yep. No, no. You have, must go out there in the $1 million slather suit.
Exactly. You've got to go, or in weird robes or something.
Something they'll remember and yeah, buy exactly, that book to look at and go,
exactly.
What was he doing?
Instead of clothes that scream, I'm a normal like you. I hang out at sports bars.
Identify with me and then buy the book. Oh, if they're a normal like him, they'll forget to buy the book because they have to go pick up the kids at school.
They don't want
to
buy no book, man. They want some accessorizing thing like a super squirt to water
the
gun.
The book CD-ROM.
That's true. Oh, you should see what Lies has been working on. It's got you in it.
I know. I saw parts of it. It was very fun.
It'd be thrilling, all right, to see you foiling a robbery in a convenience store.
Oh, that. Good. Yeah, I haven't seen any of those sandwiched items yet.
Mmm, a delicious tuna fish sandwich.
Yum, yum, with turkey and pasta paste
You take the tuna fish and a little bit of Chef Paul Prudhomme's powder that makes everything taste better.
You come back from your cross-country trip, you have all sorts of curious formations in the refrigerator.
Then you sprinkle in a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Mmm, yummy.
And a dollop of mayonnaise and a hot dog relish with, you know, and onion. I like to chop up some onion and put it in there. Then you mix in the tuna fish.
Iteration.
You take two slices of whole wheat bread. You put down a little mayo and mix in some cayenne pepper with the mayo. Then you add a sheaf of Boston butter lettuce.
Yum.
And then you slather the other side of the bread liberally with a thick tuna fish layer and slap those two pieces of bread together. Open up your choppers and chaw through one of the best sandwiches known to science.
Oh,
the proceeding was brought to you by the Scientific Sandwich Institute of Dayton, Ohio.
Not a very nice place at this hour of the morning.
And so as the show continues on its merry way, we're not going to talk about people being seepy or anything like that.
26 minutes to not be seepy.
Well, yes, exactly. An attorney for a woman accused of castrating her sleeping husband with a pair of skizzors said Thursday the couple have reconciled and want charges in the case dropped.
Here they are seen dancing in a nightclub near their home.
Public defender Nan Whitfield said Aurelia and Jaime Machias want to put the September 20th attack behind them and rehabilitate their 17-year-old marriage. So what if I snipped off his testicles, said Mrs. Machias. I love the big lug. Mr. Machias told the police that on September 20th, he awoke from a drunken stupor with a burning pain between his legs. A bloody pair of 5-inch skizzers was found on the kitchen table, investigators said. Larry Longo, I swear I'm not making this up, folks, a deputy district attorney said Mrs. Machias was angry at her husband for dancing with other women at a neighbor's party. Unlike the famed Bobbitt case, doctors were unable to surgically reattach Jaime Machias' scrotum found in the couple's bed by their son later on. Deputy District Attorney Lawrence Longo, you know, that's the same guy, but this time they say Lawrence, said the state has no intention of dropping the case against Aurelia Machias, a homemaker, that is, and the mother of three. It's irrelevant whether the victim wants the charges dropped, he said. This is the state of California, and three strikes, you're thrown away in jail forever, and we swallow the key. Or three balls rather than three strikes, and you're out, or something like that.
Yeah, that job.
Yeah, really. But they're building new prisons everywhere. It's a right-wing welfare program to build prisons and pay off prison guards. Well, Aurelia Machias was charged with corporal punishment, capital offense by the sergeant at arms in the court, and her private grief was not held to be part of the leniency of the sentence. She was charged with mayhem and felonies that carry a combined maximum of 12 years in prison upon conviction. She has pleaded not guilty to charges of arrogance and cowardice and remains free on her own recognizance. The attack, she claimed, was motivated by years of sneers, physical and emotional abuse, and fueled by a severe argument between the couple earlier in the evening. Well, at least she didn't tear out his heart and lungs and stick them on a stake, eh?
Yeah.
Progress is made. The strange twist in this case is that they want to reconcile, but everyone expects him to be outraged. He has already forgiven her and wants to go on with her to the bitter end.
Okay, let's do it.
Ah, here we go, riding the show in the moonlight over the desert.
Boy, howdy, that's what I'd like to do, although it'll be just sort of the newest part of the moon.
You know, one of my happiest memories is running down the General Hitchcock Trail in the Santa Catalina Mountains at night under the moon, you know, leaping from rock to rock. I could have killed myself, but I went on for miles. It was great. I often think of that for some reason.
Because it was wonderful. I've had similar experiences with Joshua Tree and Death Valley.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like being out in the desert in the full moon.
Except when you crunch both knees the wrong way by sticking your feet inadvertently between two big rocks, and then a giant emperor scorpion crawls on your face and a raccoon chews
your fingers. I hate it when that happens, it hasn't happened to me in the last three eons.
Well, yes,
in fact,
that
nothing ever happens to me.
But that did sort of happen to our famous friend, Mr. Hijack Doberstein.
Who called earlier and is probably not awake at this time.
Thank heavens, otherwise we could not twit him with impunity.
We'd never hear the end of it. But which of the ex-bros?
Yes, it's strange to think millions of miles out in interstellar space, there might be another planet, warm and generous with life, on which life had evolved in a parallel direction to the life of our own world. And on that planet, that duplicate of all our biological basis for life, there would also be another radio show with two guys just like us, but alien somehow, broadcasting their show.
That's right. You better believe it. And not only that, but when they call on the other planet, the first thing they callers hear is...
See, they're made of antimatter, and when their radio program interacts with our radio program, well, there's a heck of a bang.
You just never know. And their program's just beginning at 5 a.m. It goes all the way to 3 a.m.
Him smash bottle with the...
Yeah, with bizarro rules, which weren't ever quite backwards enough for me, but it certainly was a good start.
Yeah, well, they had a square planet, you know, but nobody cares.
Faces.
These young punks today don't care. Who's going to fight the next war? That's what I want to say.
What you want to say?
Oh, I can see.
I can see the horrible roasted smell of burning flesh, the robes
I
of the
see.
Church. All right, men, fall out.
Had I learned the rules of self-survival as set down by the Office of Civil Defense,
wow, what's this?
I don't know, read it quick, it'll keep us awake.
Not enough air in the chamber to last till 5 a.m.
I know, that little candle is going out, just like in the cave when he was locked in. And he ate the candles and he died of starvation in front of the stone door that covered the cave. Just like those kids were locked in the cave with the giant spider. You know, there's a strange pattern, a strange repetition of historical events. A historical pattern will impose itself over seemingly disparate
events. Is that why I don't feel so well?
Well, it's just like a gestalt. I don't feel well, therefore you don't feel well.
So, Gesundheit.
You know, at a certain time, necessity imposes itself. Are you going to be able to drive all the way to Delord's newsstand, or are you going to crash on the side of the road?
They'll find the car sideways.
And who are all those folks on the frontage road out there? What are
they
there for?
Sleepy at Friday morning.
Are they listening to
KPFA? Actually, what's really funny is they've all been sleeping while we've been being funny, and they're zooming along at 90 miles an hour on the way to work really fast, and I'm just kind of barely trying to hang on.
I don't see them zoom. No, the folks on the edge out by the bay, out by the salt marshes, where the lonely cry of frogs from the foggy bog echoes over the damp, sponge-like ground.
They are rather mysterious. Why
what the heck are they doing
I saw
out
someone
there?
Out there with a great loop antenna.
Uh-oh.
This big,
that was a big
up
antenna.
Next to the car, yeah.
Maybe their reception's
to.
Better that way.
They listen to the show that's on way before us in the parallel universe.
Well, maybe some listen to our show. You know, you could wrap their skeletons up and put them in a drawer, but they're still loyal listeners.
Who listen to messages like this.
Hey, I want to
see 94.0 for a moment.
It's Sunday, and I'm full of voices of the dead, like Janice droning how she gave sweet Jerry a juicy kiss and a giant joint for all us sisters.
What is this?
And my godmother urging me to write another letter to her son.
Godmother?
In Connecticut jail for holding a wee bit of joint. Wee bit of herb. And
I'll bite of herb.
Live equally on this side and that. Patrick McGuire, are you still in the Bay Area? If so, I'd sure like to see you again. How? Just let the DA of Wellman know how I can get in touch.
You say
if anyone out there listening can connect me to this subgenius man, I'd be much obliged. You'll know him by his poetry and Tabali drum, alien song. I got the fire that burns the stone. I got left here all alone, so many light years from my home. Can you hear
those
my
are terrible rhymes,
monotone and drone?
Not good rhymes, they're assonance rather than a sharp rhyme.
Tell him he'll know me by my odes and flute.
I hope your odes are better than your
bad
poems.
Lady blues, feeling war is a waste, chinking graffiti up against brick wall hawk face.
Why, this must come from the 70s
the
or something.
Farm, where nothing grows, nobody laughs. Uncle Vic was lobotomized shell-shocked after the end-all war.
Oh, my.
You know,
the
one before,
all.
The one before last. Bag Lady Blues.
Bag
looking for
lady.
Red rubies like you, Patrick, in the rubble of a tent.
Now I can't even
your
speak.
Colorado birds chirping with memories of our black
those
rainbows.
Those chirping birds have seized the words from my
anyway,
lips and won them away across the ice mountains to the back of the north wind, where they are saved forever. If you've ever succumbed to the lure of magic, if you've ever dreamed of faraway times and places where wondrous beings exert awesome otherworldly power, then you're ready to leave your earthly cares behind and probe the spellbinding secrets of the show, where tumescent satyrs leap from concealment on trembling nymphs and enact the rites of Pan, where bunyips burble from crocodile-ridden swamps, where duendes scuttle in southwestern adobe shadows, banshees gibber in the bushes, gnomes natter at you from underground, and the eerie howl of the fearsome Loup Garou echoes through the rustling forest.
Isn't that crazy?
Here is the vivid, imaginary universe that exists alongside our mortal world. That magical realm of witches and wizards, ghosts, goblins, and gnomes, fairies, pansies, nerds, elves, giants, and ogres, where valiant knights battle fearsome dragons, mermaids splash in sunlit seas, and mystical unicorns appear to the pure of heart.
Long distance. I suppose they got his call through.
Hey, wait a minute. Long-distance phone.
Let me spirit you away by long-distance call to a world you've never dreamed of.
Gracias.
If this world of fantasy and wonder does not prove to be every bit as exciting and informative as I say, simply return it to us. You will be no under further obligation whatsoever so. You know, we're here to the bitter end. All the rest of you guys have gone to sleep. You can't stick it out. You're not troopers, unlike us. Well, now there's a little blinky light, but you know, some of these guys, they may blink, but they just... Oh, hello, you're on the air.
Oh, ignore me, please.
Ignore you for what? Why? Oh, he hung up. He couldn't take it. Well, they hung up, as Phineas Narco often says. Oh, I better get that one. Here, now it's heating up. Oh, that one, too. You get that one, and I'll get that. Oh, hold on. Here, let me get it.
The sauna is
going to
explode.
The sauna is going to explode.
Oh, I'll get it.
Okay, we got to do something. The sauna is going to explode in 11 minutes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you enjoying our program this morning?
Yes.
What is the favorite part of our broadcast, where you're concerned?
It's this computer.
Have you ever been wrapped up in a log by a beaver and left there so that you will survive the rigors of the northern winter? Well, it gives you time to think about things since you can't get out. And you reevaluate. Well, I wanted you to know that you could make the best of a bad situation. And even though you're essentially hibernating for the rest of the year, you can still catch up and with everybody else and step up to big pay. No need to be depressed or anything like that. Everything's going... Oh, here, let me get that.
This is the very appeal.
Both of you, hang up.
Gotta get the phone. I'll be right back.
Very good. So many callers now. Suddenly, they're flooding lines. We have to open up a new area code just to get the callers into KBFA.
Turn that caller to the cold and damp.
There we go. Okay, we have completed the satellite conference call with all the callers in Rosa Cruz, California, and we're all talking at once.
The severed heads, all fastened by an ectoplasmic bit of wire, through them from ear to ear. Isn't that the case? Or is that only the case with my severed head?
Yes, I'm afraid all of yours.
I thought everybody had to do that.
The old neck.
Oh, I thought everyone had to go through it. with it. Otherwise, I would never agree.
Uh-oh, emergency.
Don't like to be a difficult patient, but this is a emergency.
Emergency. Don't forget, my church audience is only.
That's right. And with only 10 minutes left or thereabouts in the show, it's time to bring everything to a soul-shattering, globe-spanning conclusion. I see another caller is joining us, and so let's see what this second caller has to say about the late breaking news flashes, which have totally altered our current picture of the world situation.
Yep.
Oh, never mind me.
Well, hello, okay. You're on the air. Have you got something to add to the evening's symposium?
God, listen to me.
Remember, if you have a beef, you might want to get it off your chest.
Or get some fondue juices.
Ignorance.
Is anybody able to identify the figure of speech I just used about getting a beef off somebody's chest?
Oh, I get it.
That is called zeugma, or an incorrect syllepsis. Syllepsis, of course, is a phrase which incorporates bleeping, is what one refers to as a euphemism. And it's the opposite of a euphemism, of course, is a dysphemism, the substitution of an offending word for a good word. Instead of saying she was a beautiful woman, for example, you'd say she was a bitchin' broad. But I won't follow this up because thereby leads only to madness and disqualification from further broadcasting. Oh, could you get that?
Please.
Don't worry about it, I'll get it. Oh, okay, you get that.
Okay, I'll get this one. Now, we are allowed to punch, gouge, kick, and maim prisoners at will in our outfit. It's much more realistic than sticking a knife in a sack of sand. First, we were trained to infiltrate Western Europe and the United States. Oh, that phone. Can't you get the phone?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Do not make eye contact. If there are no eyes, avoid all contact. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
Are you enjoying today's broadcast?
Yes.
Cat got your tongue?
Hello. He's fine.
Why don't you peg in that other caller who's flashing his light at the speed of light, and we maybe answer this other caller's question before we go off the air.
Counting room.
Time was when we didn't even do the last show of the year.
Hey.
Time was when the little toy dog was new and the soldier was passing fair, and that was the time when our little boy Blue kissed the music button. Now don't you go till I come, he said, and don't you make any noise. And toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamt of the pretty toys. And as he was dreaming, an angel's song awakened our little boy Blue. Ah, the years are many, the years are long. Yeah, sure, certainly.
I need to talk.
You can use my phone. Want to come into my apartment here and, well, that's all right. It's a newfangled model. Well, here, let me put my arm around, and I'll just sort of, oh, this is nice, huh? You listen through this part. It's called the, receive. Oh,
I just wanted to...
Just hang up and try again. I see. All right, you're dialing the old-style rotary dial. Oh, see, you're not getting it, you see? It's not connecting. You have to find a touch-tone dial phone.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a large pizza, no anchovies, and a few of those calamari around the... What was that?
Calling within the 510.
Underage. No, I'm of sufficient age to order a pizza. Appreciate it if you dial. Do you need my credit number? It's 935928311. That last part is 3113. Yes, that's right. Well, you see, we all do this. This is part of our training on our radio. ...in the palace walk. Nor winks the gold fin in the porphyry conch. The firefly wakens. Waken thou with me. Now droops the milk-white peacock like a ghost. And like a ghost, she glimmers on to me. Now lies the earth all dunny to the stars. And all thy heart lies open unto me. Now slides the shining meteor on and leaves... a silent furrow as
no matter what you do,
thy thoughts
you.
In me.
Now
folds the lily all her sweetness up and slips into the bosom of the lake. So fold thyself, my dearest, thou, and slip into my bosom and be lost in me. Oh, I'll get it.
Who's calling this hour?
Hold on, honey. I'll find out.
Hello. Hello.
Now we're getting somewhere. We're connecting, and that's part of the job of communicating. That's part of the job of radio. We're having a little bit of trouble here, but we are connecting these two people.
Hello.
Now we're going to see a romance bloom as young love comes out from under the foxgloves in the altar woods.
Hello?
In the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns
Hello?
To thoughts of love.
Hello?
There's no need to laugh like a rabid woodpecker. It's a simple human thing. Easy to understand, easy to do.
Surely you can't be trying to talk to us.
Beautiful to look at, delightful to hold, but if you bust it, consider it...
Oh, I thought you were talking about hostess ho-hos.
Oh, yeah, hostess ding-dongs, ho-hos.
Yeah, crocodiles.
Hee-hees, hoo-hoos,
Bye.
Yuck-yucks.
There he goes.
Well, there's still one little light on the board. It could be Sydney Fudd calling from Boomertown, but it could...
Hello.
How about Ginger and Jody? I guess they cashed in their chips. They're good for making little noises and so on, but they're not good for the long haul, and who can blame them, frankly? Tonight, it was a very long haul, but we're glad you've been with us and hope that you'll join us again the next time we have one of our crazy, wacky, rubbery, goofy shows like this one. So we hope that while you've listened, you've been relaxing, sitting back with your feet up on the table, maybe wearing your comfy old house slippers and bathrobe, a fat, purring kitty cat on your lap, and a big cup of hot tea by your side, and you're comfortable listening to our broadcast. Wild churchyards yawn and evil creatures walk the night, thirsting for human blood.
These men arrived here the next day.
No!
It's taken them the full 2 months to get ready X-Day.